My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we deal with Rosa. We have our regular scammer back. And Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, hears back from his scammer Mavis. So listen and enjoy.
Honey, how's your wife and kid?
What? Wait a minute. What? See, this is what makes me think that it's a dude. This person is
very
so
uncomfortable. Yes.
Talking about anything.
There's no licking and sticking with this one.
No, there's no licking and sticking. It's like as soon as it gets uncomfortably close to the licking and sticking area, it's like, how's the wife?
Well, because homosexuality is a crime. It's illegal in Ghana.
Oh.
Yep. Remember, this one doesn't like homosexuals. We established that very early.
Yeah, I know.
And then
that.
I said, neither I do I, and I was so upset I was going to see a play in New York. Remember that?
Because it's rife with homosexuals.
I go, I am trying to work on things with my kid. It is getting a bit better. Thank you for asking. I go, did you ever write to Rosa?
Oh.
Now, Rosa was the little hotsy-totsy who was in my lawyer's, the receptionist at my new lawyer, who was constantly hitting on me.
Right.
And I, you know, she finally decided that she gave me the idea of being a blow-up doll would not work.
That was outrageous.
She finally wrote to Rosa, except she couldn't fucking type properly, and kept going back, mailer demon.
And Rosa got a mailer demon.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I go, did you ever write to Rosa? She goes, I remember that woman that wants to get you from me.
Okay.
I go, yes. She goes, the receptionist. I go, yes. I go, has she stopped bothering you? I go, well, I did not see her on Thursday at the lawyer. She was homesick. Before that, I don't know if bothering is the word. Now, remember, last week when we were having our fight, I did go out with somebody.
You banged some broad, didn't
I
you?
Did bang some broad.
Yeah.
We never revealed who that is.
Mm. Nope.
The big reveal.
She goes, if I write her, she might use it against us in the court because you bounce her for another. I go, but you said you tried in the past to write her. I don't know.
The fuck?
You bounce her for another.
She goes, I go, well, if she wants to hurt me, she has other ways.
Oh.
Though she would risk losing her job by saying anything.
Oh, good.
She goes, I tried writing her, but I got nervous for both of us. I go, why'd you get nervous? Because maybe she can hurt you. Well, if she says anything, it will cost her job. I guess it does not matter anymore. She got what she wanted. Forget about Rosa.
Oh!
Rose is
Snap!
Gone.
Fire. She got what she wanted.
And Rosa was out sick. I wonder what plot twist might happen.
Oh, I don't know. Was she, I hope she wasn't staring nervously at the stick she just peed on. Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Pregnancy.
It's a pregnancy.
Test.
Oh. Well, perhaps. We'll see.
She just went out and got some rocks and sticks and
stuff. We had a week where it was fucking calm in the Rosenblatt waters.
Yeah, I know.
Might be time to chop it up a little bit.
Not anymore.
She goes, okay, what about your accountant? I banged him too.
Wait, she's just completely glossing over that.
Yes.
Totally missed the cues.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I go, I went to Staten Island as I promised. His office was destroyed in the storm. Two trees fell on his building. He's in the Cayman Islands right now, probably visiting Romney's money. I don't know when he's coming back, but I've tried to reach him on the islands, but thus far I've been unsuccessful. I will continue to try. Babe, don't you have a little cash on you? Like 200 or 100?
No, you're kidding.
No. You could send it to Ishmael, the 20-year-old who works at the orphanage with her.
No.
Yes.
Jesus.
I go, we've been over this. I'm being watched very closely. I can't send anything anywhere right now. This is why I need my accountant. I gotta say, I'm not comfortable dealing with some 20-year-old friend of yours. Oh, okay, babe. For quick cash, we can try the naked pictures of you.
There we go.
For more substantial cash, we can write your movie. Or we can wait for my accountant or my divorce to be finalized. Plenty of money in the offing.
There you go.
Just need to be patient. Or naked. Whichever you prefer.
No, you didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes.
Naked, which you prefer. That's a t-shirt.
All right. So, let's talk about it later. My time is up.
Wow.
That's the way she abruptly leaves it?
Yeah.
Because she's being overloaded.
It's like, what? Naked pictures? What? Gotta go.
My time is up.
My time is up.
Bye. Gotta go. Bye. Bye. So, yeah.
Wow.
And then she she dropped the line early this morning, but it was nothing really. Just how am I doing? Whatever. I didn't respond.
Okay.
So that's pretty much where we've left off. So now you guys have heard what's been going on the past week. Now you can give me all your thoughts.
Oh, well, I have been.
Well, the old writer's back.
Yeah.
The old scammer writer's back. There was definitely
there was a changing of the guy. Get out of the way, stupid. You're ruining it. Yeah. Let a real pro. Hotcakes.
Maybe he was on vacation. It came back. It goes.
Maybe they went to the Atlantis.
How do you go? How you go with stupid over there? What you? Hosh, you're fired.
Yeah. Your company's computer guy, move.
Yeah.
Sat down, started taking back over.
So that's what I've been working on. Do you like the twists and turns?
Yeah, very much.
I've completely rebooted the relationship.
Oh my god, I can't believe that you went from doing the passive aggressive. Well, my ex used to do this. My ex used to do that. You dick.
We're back in love.
And now you're back. Oh, kissy kissy. Oh, love, love.
But I really did fucking snap. I'm like, really? You don't know.
I can just see you. Like, ow, I'm not going out.
It's like, Joe, could you send me? I didn't get the story. Really? I sent it to you three fucking times. Really?
And you can hear that really tone over the email too. By the way,
can you?
Really?
Now, once in a while, the real me, like the real snark, comes in.
No, all the time. I can hear it. That's funny. When did you get some?
Well, actually,
I'm very excited.
When have I ever? Like, but anyway, no, I'm sending out
nobody with a pulse.
Well, I was concerned. I was concerned about Mavis. I haven't had a chance. Mavis never got back to me, so I figured I would put out a feeler. Now, the last time I heard anything from her was back on November 6th, and I'm just going to read what she wrote. She said, "How are you doing, Dick? I am so happy you were able to email me. I am worried about you. I wish I was with you. Maybe I could have done something about your hand. I am so scared."
Like what, put it on a breast?
Well, no, because my arm was in a sling.
Yeah, with the leeches.
Usually my ass is in it. But I just want you to know that there is someone out there, spirit there, who loves you, and I want to be with you, Dick. I love you because you make me look forward to each day. You're my everything and dream come true. There are no words to express what I feel for you. There are no songs as beautiful as the music that fills my soul when I hear your voice. There are boys.
Your voice?
Yeah.
Which she's never heard.
Yeah. Well, she's reading off this bullshit book she's got.
No!
Yeah.
No, Joe. It's from the heart.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.